And now we welcome Reverend Pam Gerke.
I had a tech challenge this morning, so I'm not always going to bring my laptop to the pulpit. So I have a brief reading, and after the reading, I will invite you to share about 6 deep breaths of silence for meditation or prayer, as you choose. This is from Mark Morrison Reed. The central task of the religious community is to unveil the bonds that bind each to all. There is a connectedness, a relationship discovered amid the particulars of our own lives and the lives of others. Once felt, it inspires us to act for justice. It is the church that assures us that we're not struggling for justice on our own, but as members of a larger community. The religious community is essential, for alone our vision is too narrow to see all that must be seen, and our strength too limited to do all that must be done. Together, our vision widens and our strength is renewed. Let's share a time of silence. I have a confession to make. I am not a follower of spectator sports. But in October, especially in even-numbered years, I do pay some attention to the San Francisco Giants. My father was a Giants fan, and as a child, I was loyal to that team. As an adult, most years I pay no attention to them unless they make it to the playoffs. In 2010, which was their first ever World Series championship, I remember being in the supermarket, actually at Trader Joe's, shopping for groceries, and the play-by-play on the radio took the place of the usual classic rock soundtrack. And I was reminded of this yesterday when I was in Kroger's during the Auburn game. I think they did much better than the Cal Bears yesterday. And now, all the shoppers cheered for Buster Posey's grand slam. It was really a wonderful moment. There were no strangers in the store. We were all rooting for Buster Posey. That year, although I hadn't attended any games, I got so excited I decided to go to the victory parade. I've been to many parades and marches in San Francisco over the years, and never had I seen such a crowd on the streets of the city. Everyone on the BART train wore orange and black. Some people were painted with orange and black. Strangers made eye contact and exchanged shouts of joy. People of every demographic were represented. Throngs danced and sang and chanted as one body. Individuals readily helped each other out. There was a mood-altering sense of transcendent unity for a baseball team. I'll take it. There's another event in not so distant memory that also gave rise to unaccustomed feelings of human solidarity. For a brief period after the Twin Towers fell on 9/11, in those days following the attacks, I felt a new reverence for the American flag, as we Americans were experiencing our unity in a time of collective pain and vulnerability. But in the subsequent weeks, the publicly displayed flags began to decay and fade. Watching this happen, I lamented the loss of that momentary sense of unity. Our common feelings of vulnerability had fostered a sense of mutual trust. We let our guard down for a time and grieved together. The sense of solidarity vanished almost as rapidly as it had formed. It was astonishing to me how quickly the fabric of American society, like that of the tattered, torn, and faded flags, returned to its threadbare, patched, normal condition after the initial shock of the attacks wore off. Events of this magnitude, whether triumph or tragedy, remind us of the connections that bind us in a network of mutuality, a web of humanity, a social fabric. Most of the time, the dominant American culture's emphasis on the self and the individual keep us out of touch with the bonds that connect us within the interdependent web. I wouldn't say that our American culture lacks community altogether. Every one of us can probably claim membership in several groups of various kinds. There are groups we belong to without choosing, such as our family of origin and our ethnic identity, and some that involve common suffering, shared oppression, or exclusion by other groups. Then there are the associations we choose to join, a religious community, a neighborhood, a book club, a 12-step group, a volunteer organization, a work-based social circle, the PTA, a basketball team, a bridge club, an exercise class, a support group, the Sierra Club, the soccer parents cheering squad. That's a big one where I come from. I don't know if you have those here. We all belong to various groups by choice or otherwise, but our culture emphasizes self-interest much more than the appreciation and care for the fabric of our communities. In Unitarian Universalism, as American culture generally, individualism is a foundational value. Individual freedom of belief, though not one of our seven principles, constitutes a dominant theme in Unitarian Universalist identity. Often, in our conversations, the individual and the community are framed in opposition to one another. Individual freedom is thought to be compromised by a strong community, and the bonds of community are thought to be weakened by the individual freedom of its members. It seems difficult to reconcile the value of shared authority and strength with that of individual autonomy. This contradiction presents a challenge to our vision for Unitarian Universalist community. if we uphold the right of every individual, how can we grow communities with enough collective power to make a difference? How can we muster the collective strength to advance our shared values and principles in the world? Let's see if there's another way to look at this. One approach is to turn the UU principles upside down. Now, if you're not familiar with these, they are listed in the front of the hymnal. The first principle, if we turn them upside down, and we're not changing any of the content, would then be respect for the interdependent web of all existence. And the last principle would be to affirm and promote the inherent worth and dignity of every person. It's a real change in perspective. As Unitarian Universalist minister Gail Lindsay Mariner explains, your inherent worth and dignity are still important. You do not have to give up imported coffee or chocolate. You do not have to silence your needs or stifle your feelings or become a doormat for others to walk all over. You do need to be willing to flex and to go out of your way to act for the good of the group first. In trust that acting for the good of your neighbor will benefit you by and by. End of quote. In some ways, the good of the group and the good of the individual member may conflict. However, I believe strongly that individual well-being and common good are profoundly interdependent. It's time for us to stop thinking of individual and communal values in opposition to each other and start affirming love and life and struggle in community as a gift rather than a grim compromise. In ancient times, communities evolved for the advancement of agriculture. Hunting and gathering gave way to grain fields and vineyards. Bread, beer, and wine are all products of communities larger than nuclear families. Strong communities in the modern world create infrastructure, roads, hospitals, childcare centers, senior centers, schools, libraries, sports complexes, sewage systems, postal delivery, not yet obsolete, telecommunication satellites, and public health services. So here are some examples. When I, as an individual, want to connect with family members across the country, and now all of my family members are across the country, I can avail myself of the phone, of the postal service, or the internet. All are part of the communal infrastructure. When I, as an individual, want to indulge my penchant for escapist fiction, there's a library. When I, as an individual, wish to visit a friend or purchase some organic fair trade chocolate, the roads are there to get the chocolate to the store in my neighborhood and then to get me to the chocolate or to the friend. And I understand I don't have to go that far for fair trade chocolate. I'm glad about that. So this next illustration is a bit more disturbing to think about. Public health experts have warned that someday an airborne virus may mutate into a deadly form. When this happens, public health programs that serve all human beings rich and poor, provide the best hope of survival for each one of us individually. Neither quarantines nor my secure, warm, middle-class home will protect me from a virulent pandemic. Clearly, in this case, the common good includes my own well-being. Living in community is a fact of human life. We neglect the basis and purpose of community bonds at our peril. The groups we belong to comprise our sense of identity. They contribute to the sense of belonging for which we all hunger. We Unitarian Universalists choose our religious community based on our needs, our interests, our affinities, and also our principles and values. We bring our whole selves to the community, and in worshiping together, we can catch glimpses of our primal interconnectedness. We don't have to wait for a major catastrophe or an unanticipated triumph to feel connected to one another. We risk vulnerability as we mourn and rejoice in community. We transcend personal differences, making real the adage that we need not think alike to love alike. Our community gatherings, at their best, unite us in bonds of affection, especially in times of great loss or on occasions of celebration. Bring your whole selves to worship. Bring your whole selves to the service of others. Your body and your spirit, your needs and your interests, your wisdom and your weakness, your empathy and your struggle, your wounds and your gifts, your resistance and your respect, your faith and your questions, your joy, your rage, your sadness, your fear, your pain, and your strength, your memories, your hopes, your dreams, and your vision. Loving community creates space for our whole selves, warts and all. The seeds of loving community live within each of us, ready to flourish when we come together in service of our mission and vision. We may not be perfect, but together in community, may we cultivate wholeness. Together in community, may we experience our unity in celebrating life. So may it be.